All right, everybody. Episode 55. We're back, and Rob's back.
We're back.
The band is back together. Don and Rob.
We're back.
All right. I'm watching TV last night, Rob, and I'm watching the fantastic show on HBO, Succession. And the thought occurs to me: this is not a newsflash for anybody who's watched the show, but everyone in that show is pretty bad. They're all awful, right? And in the show, we're in the final season. We're wrapping up, and it's like it's an interesting show in that. You know, we're watching this, but everyone is creepy and bad and awful to a certain extent, right? There's only a couple people that are, have provide some like comedic relief. The rest of it, we're not really necessarily cheering for anyone, right? Like, oh, yay, I want this person to, you know what I mean? Or good things, you know, it's like bad people kind of running around doing bad things.
You know? Are they all bad in the same way or they're all bad in their own unique special ways?
The latter. They're all bad in their own special, unique ways, you know, and difficult. I mean, it's a great show and very enjoyable. I think you have to kind of be in the right headspace to start watching that show because it is kind of intense, you know. And it's not like necessarily a like, oh, here's a lighthearted comedy to like put me, you know, at the end of the day.
Is it like House of Cards kind of mood?
Yeah, yeah. It's got to
like you got to be focused and engaged.
It's got to be a vibe. And there's definitely something to like, oh, are we cheering for their demise or are we trying to pick who's going to win the race? Or like it is kind of an interesting, it's very well scripted, very well performed, all that good stuff, right? But it got me thinking about the concept of maybe working with difficult people, right? As a topic for today's podcast, right?
We've all been there.
Yeah, not necessarily awful. Like, oh my God, these people are terrible, right? No. But just difficult people. Now, that those people could be coworkers, you know?
Maybe we're the difficult ones.
They could. Well, we need to put this on YouTube because everyone should see your face as well as when you make that face. Yeah, I mean, coworkers, you know, your boss, right? Our boss would be clients, right? You know, things like that. You know, like just sort of the concept of working with difficult people and how do we sort of navigate that? And I think that, that clearly transcends advertising and design and kind of goes all over the darn place.
Everybody's been there in some form or fashion. I don't care what industry you're in. If you've held down a job, you run into working with difficult people in some regard.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Any thoughts come to mind right off the, I know I'm kind of springing this one on you, but,
I think I would start by saying, you know, I haven't really had, over the course of my career, and I guess I haven't had that many bosses from a you know, structure standpoint in the workplace. So I've never really had an awful boss. I haven't had that.
You lucky son of a gun.
I know, right?
You've never had the creative director that like was kicking boxes and screaming and yelling in the hallway and verbally berating? Like, I mean, we can't do these things
Well,
anymore,
actually, I take that back. I did have one situation where a creative director and I did not get along. Yeah. But he did not last very long. And he was gone pretty quickly.
Okay. Did he stay in Atlanta? Or
no.
Did he go? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah. He was brought in from Texas.
All right.
Big name.
Yeah.
Big clients.
Okay.
And we just didn't see.
Didn't work.
Didn't see eye to eye.
Yeah. So you gave him the boot is what happened. no, I know.
I didn't give him the boot.
No, I've definitely worked with one of those as well.
You're in the boot. But it's a weird industry like that.
Yeah. Well, you know? We're creative people and we've talked about jokingly how we're all kind of insecure, but some people take that insecurity and manifest it into like anger and rage and rule by an iron fist, I think sometimes.
It's a lot of strong personalities.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to creative.
Agreed.
In a lot of different ways.
Opinionated too.
Very opinionated.
Or, yeah.
Yep. Or it's the opposite, completely insecure and
just okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, oh, okay.
Just cower over.
I'll change it.
Yeah.
I'll do, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think about clients that sometimes are challenging and they're challenging in different ways. And it's not always a bad thing.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, when clients challenge you on certain things, you know, it's hard to pick a specific example, but when clients push back and they challenge you, I think it's, we have a tendency to go, no. We understand this. We know this. I think that's kind of a lot, oftentimes a knee jerk reaction.
Okay.
And that's absolutely not the right approach. The right approach is to stop and just like anybody else go, okay, wait a minute. Let me sort of think about this and address it. And a lot of times they're right. I mean, we always say, you know, no one knows their business better than they do.
Sure.
Which is a common colloquialism around here.
Unless, let me interrupt you.
Go ahead.
Unless their entire marketing department has turned over three times.
Well,
over the course of us working with them.
There are exceptions to every rule.
Which absolutely has happened. And from like management all the way down to junior woodshop to the point where it's like, oh my God, you guys don't even know your own products. We know your stuff better than you know it, right? Which has happened. It's kind of funny.
And to me, it's not even about like, you know, challenging clients to me isn't about the work. It's often not about the work. Sure, you do have those where they have an opinion on something and you go, no, I think the majority of the universe would disagree with that opinion.
Sure.
But again, it's to a certain degree, it's art. So it is subjective, right? The stuff that we do. But
commercial
I think
art,
it's
that.
The way that commercial art, right? But I think it's the way that clients communicate sometimes can be very challenging.
Sure.
And when you all of a sudden you get the sense that you're being talked down to or belittled or taken advantage of or any of those things, that's when it becomes really, really difficult.
Yeah.
Because then fundamentally, if you're being treated like that, it trickles up to everything else.
Absolutely.
And you get to that point where everything they say, you're going to be like, no.
Yeah.
You know, or everything you say, they're going to be like, no. And it just becomes like any other relationship,
combative.
Working or personal or otherwise, it just becomes combative.
Yeah. Agreed.
And it's how do you try and negotiate that?
Yeah. Yeah. It can be a slippery slope for sure. Right. And it's not that, hey, we need praise and thanks for every single email sent out in the world, you know? And I think that over the course of us doing this and just our careers, you know, we've all learned the hard way potentially that like, oh, tonality can't be read in an email, you know? Right. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, or jokes or this or that, you know, those types of, you know. And so some people, it's just like, hey, it comes off as abrasive, even though it's potentially not meant to be abrasive, you know, things like that, right? Or, you know, we've had some funny instances in the past with clients where it's like, God, these emails are brutal, like absolutely brutal emails. And you're like, oh, you know, like raise your blood pressure, like, you know, the heart's pound, you know, and then you talk to them on the phone and they're like the nicest person on the planet. Yeah. You know
what
I mean?
That's why I mean, how many times have you heard me say?
Too many.
Pick up the phone and call because you're absolutely right. The written word over an email or a text, it's you're going to read into it wherever you are in your headspace.
Absolutely.
And however you want to interpret it. Not,
absolutely.
Not how they meant it.
Yeah.
Generally speaking. So.
Well, we've kind of been picking on clients, which I think makes sense because that's what we're, you know, we interface with a lot, obviously. Right. So I think it's funny in regards to that. You mentioned the combative aspect, but we've also had, clients that kind of keep you on your toes, you know what I mean? Which I think is great. I think about, and I'll name drop the one, Rick, the first time we met Rick.
Oh, Rick.
Out in the wild.
Shout out to Rick.
Shout out Rick. We won't use his last name. We'll just go Rick L.
Right.
Right.
Rick Astley.
And I remember walking out of that meeting, and I don't know if you remember this, but I remember walking out of that meeting, first time we met this guy, right? And super, super strong personality, coming on strong, right?
Very, very opinionated.
Yeah. And I think what we discussed literally in the parking lot before even getting in the car was, man, we are either going to party like rock stars and this is going to be absolutely incredible, or we are going to absolutely crash and burn and the personalities will not coexist. But here's the good news. We will know immediately, literally in the first project, if this is a good fit or not.
Yeah.
You know, which I think was pretty fun. Do you remember it that way?
I do. I do. And then I remember leaving the next meeting and being like, I love this guy. This is great.
Yeah.
This is going to be awesome. He's going to keep us on our toes and allow us to do great work and challenge us to do great work.
I think it was a logo project, right? Because something's ringing a bell early on in the relationship. Might not have been the first one, but there was a logo project. I believe in the middle of the meeting, he goes, that one looks like a urinal. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, okay, turn that one over. Yeah. But it was, hey, you know what you want. You know what you need. You know your business better than anybody else. We're coming in fresh. We do provide an outside perspective, you know, but that abrasive potential personality rub, you know, could define that as a difficult, Not for everybody, if that makes any sense. Yeah, we have incredibly thick skin though. So I mean, I think we were like, yeah, okay, that one's off the table. Throw it away.
Yeah. I have a quick anecdote that I just thought about.
Okay.
So this is years and years and years ago, and I went in to pitch a relatively large client. I won't say the name, but you've heard of them.
Yes.
And I went in and it was the first meeting with them, and we were going in. We weren't pitching creative. We were just showing our work.
Agency pitch.
It was agency pitch, showing
capabilities
our work.
Capabilities
presentation. Yeah. Exactly. And so we're sitting there across the table, and we're halfway through, and there's two guys from the client, client side, and he literally put his head down on the table and starts going.
Yeah, starts snoring.
Starts snoring.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you're boring me.
Yeah, and I was kind of young at the time and didn't know. I mean, it's like, what do you do?
Yeah.
So my response was to take the, and this is back, we had a book, like it was like a presentation booklet.
Yeah, we're not like digitally presenting. Yeah, yeah.
So slammed that shut, slid it across the table at him and said, great, what's the first project? Let's go.
Yeah.
And he picked his head up off the table and said, okay, great. We need three TV spots for this, da, da, da,
yeah.
da, da.
Yeah.
And ended up working on that client for years and years and years.
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, a lot of strong personalities, a lot of, but yeah, it can go really well sometimes or sometimes it doesn't go, but it always goes back to how they treat you.
Absolutely.
If you want to talk about the work and be direct and call it a urinal, you know, a urinal?
Yeah, whatever. We know what you're saying.
The thing you urinate in.
Yeah.
Fine. As long as you're not
disrespectful,
and disrespectful and not appreciative of our time
The
effort that was put into things.
Well, to a certain extent, and I've said this over the years, you know, advertising and design is a trust-based business, you know, is, hey, you give us an assignment and you trust that we're going to be on time, on budget, and you trust that we are messaging and, you know, strategizing correctly for the appropriate target audience, right? Design, you know, there is subjectivity. You know, is this logo better than that logo? And this, you know, that, yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, we could talk about epic logo failures and we can talk about epic logo successes, right? But there's that giant swath in the middle of, yeah, it's perfectly acceptable. It's, you know, so it is kind of the working relationship and how you trust your clients, you know?
Right.
Any interesting stories about coworkers or having to work with, because we've talked a lot about clients, I guess, you know, anything sort of from the early days of the career of, you know, you mentioned you didn't really have any difficult creative director bosses, but, you know.
I there have been a couple of instances of employees.
Ooh. Whoa.
How about that?
Okay.
None currently, obviously. It goes without saying.
Sure.
But there have been some in the past where you kind of get a personality that doesn't quite fit, and maybe there's some issues there. And so how do you deal with that? Because hiring people and managing employees is
that's a whole nother ball of wax.
It's a whole big part of the job, and it's not an easy thing to do.
No.
And you try your best to sort of cultivate the relationships and help people grow and learn how to be polite. And,
you know. Well, what's interesting too in an agency world is, at least in specifically of our size too, is you do get a lot of personalities, but you have a lot of different skill sets all doing different parts to support a specific client or initiative, right? So it's not like there's 12 of us here and we all do exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
And we all need to be managed the same way, right? It's different people doing different parts of you know, the sum of the parts is greater than whatever that expression is, right? So I'm kind of reminded of that Bill Parcells quote of like, you know, I'm going to treat everybody fair, but I'm not going to treat everybody the same.
Right.
Right. Because they, you know, people sometimes need to be managed slightly differently according to their personalities, you know? So, that's, you know, it's, hey man, maybe, you know, as you mentioned, maybe we're the difficult ones out there.
Well, I think it's also too, when you're an agency of our size, it's not, you know, we don't have this formal org chart where it's, I report directly to this person, to this person, that we're a little bit more of a flat organization to a degree. And I think that sometimes can allow for some of those, why are you telling me what to do? Who am I, you know, a little bit of that too.
But we do have that entrepreneurial spirit. So to your point of like, some people may recede and some people may rise to the occasion.
Right.
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 So, difficult people, man, they're everywhere. So I'm reminded of, I was working, this was a million years ago. I was working at a large agency and had a coworker that was just, you know, just difficult. You know, and it was, hey, I think, you know, the reason why I'm sharing this is not everything has to be combative, of course, you know, but it was, you know, instead of just grumbling and going to talk to my boss or this or that, it was like, you know what, I'm going to make it my mission to make that person my friend,
right?
You know, and so that we're in it together, you know, and it, like, you know, we don't have to be besties. We don't have to go out drinking every single night after work and this and that, you know, I think business travel sometimes can bring people together, actually. Like, oh my God, we're stuck in the airport together. Or, oh, we're in a car together driving to work. You know, those types of things, yeah. Right? You do get to sort of break down some of those barriers, some of those walls, you know, which I think is interesting. You know, and then, yeah, over the course of, you know, however many months or whatever, it was, hey, it almost became a joke.
Yeah.
Like, why did we not like each other anymore? Because now we can't do our job literally without each other. Like, there's so much trust there, right? And understanding of what everybody brings to the party. So that was interesting.
I think also, too, and you've said this forever, and I adopted it a long time ago, but the idea that, you know, there are people that kind of complain, and then there are people that offer solutions.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great managerial mantra is don't come to me and just tell me what's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, bitch about this or that. I need you to bring me a solution.
Yeah.
I need you to offer a solution. So I think we try and do that.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great way to sort of maybe round that corner between disparaging, you know, conversations
Absolutely.
And whatever else to, hey, let's move this forward.
Yeah.
The idea of like, let's move it forward and make it better.
Totally. One of the best pieces of advice I ever got a million years ago was exactly that, was affectionately known as don't show up and throw up.
Right.
Which was, don't just come in my office, throw up all over the floor with all your problems and then leave.
Right.
Right. Because now all of a sudden those are all my problems.
And now I'm irritated with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Now I'm irritated with you.
Yeah, it was, hey, if you want to go somewhere, if you want to take a managerial lead, you want to promote, you want to, you know, is you got to bring solutions. You just can't tell me what's going on. You know, it's, hey, XYZ happened. I tried this and it worked. Or I tried this and it didn't work.
Right.
You know, can you help me? Or, you know, XYZ, such and such. And then it's, hey, I'm thinking about doing
this.
What
if we do this?
Yeah, what do you think about
this?
Yeah, exactly. So like round that corner of the conversation. Don't just stop with, you know, blah.
Right.
You know, like, so yeah, I think that has served me well. And I've tried to sort of...
if you're going to throw up, you have to clean it up.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Daisy threw up in the office the other day. So pollen season is a fact and she's, you know, 3 inches off the ground, right? So somebody's throwing up in my office. Anyway, I digress.
It's not Kyler.
No, it was Daisy.
That would
Daisy.
Be awkward.
Yeah, no, that would be weird.
Yeah, weird conversation. Weird.
Yeah, difficult people, man. They're everywhere. As you mentioned, it could be us. You know, I mean, we might
could
be
us.
Yeah. I don't know. Drop us a note.
Yeah, tell us how difficult. Tell us how difficult we
exactly.
are.
Exactly. All right, we'll wrap it up on that one.
All right. Very good. Well, hey, visit us online, of course, at mocktheagency.com or on any of the socials. We're there at Mock the Agency, and hope to hear from you soon.
Thanks, everybody.
Talk to you next time.